Good morning, everyone. Let me go ahead and get started, and then I'll take a few questions. We just wrapped up a long election season. I'm sure everybody's very happy to get their TV back after all the commercials. I do want to say at this point, though, again, how much I look forward to working with Senator-elect Deb Fischer as we represent our great state. She has a long history of doing many, many positive things for Nebraska, and I know she'll continue her great work here in the United States Senate. But before she arrives and is sworn in, Congress does have a very long list of important issues that it needs to address before the end of the year. The fiscal cliff, which many have talked about, I have talked about over many months, is now fast approaching. We have a very limited amount of time to address a host of tax rate expirations and automatic spending cuts that kick in at the beginning of next year on January 1. So if we don't act, Americans will face a tax increase in the neighborhood of $536 billion a year. That's the steepest single tax increase in American history. No one should be fooled about this into thinking this will not affect the average middle-income family. It does. This includes very popular provisions like the child care tax credit. With the tax increases also comes the sequester, which is basically $110 billion in automatic cuts, across-the-board federal spending cuts, and half of that is targeted at national defense. So I believe Congress needs to act to dramatically reduce spending, but it would just be a far superior approach to do it in a thoughtful way versus what will happen with these across-the-board cuts. We have so many military men and women overseas. Our economy at home is continuing to struggle, so it's important that the necessary cuts don't come at the expense of troops, our national security, or our economy. Along with its tax and national security implications, failure to avert the fiscal cliff would also likely cause another recession. The experts are saying that, and that will deal a devastating blow to the markets, but it will also deal a devastating blow to the economy in general and job creation. And although Nebraska's weathered this very difficult time as well as any state, Nebraska will be affected. We really must do all we can to address this before the end of the year. Not doing so would be a failure by Congress, and I'm going to do all I can to be a part of the solution. Congress and President Obama must reach an agreement of appropriate spending and tax levels going forward, and that's the reality. As you know, I've been working with a group of eight senators trying to find common ground. We have covered some very, very important issues. I feel confident that the eight of us can be instrumental in taking whatever agreement is reached between the president and leadership, and hopefully we can help to try to get that passed, assuming we get a sensible plan. Let me, if I might, now talk about a couple other things, and then I said I'll take your questions. The Senate is going to hold a number of hearings before the end of the year. This all relates to Benghazi and what happened there. Today, the first Senate hearing will be held on the terrorist attack on U.S. installments in Benghazi, Libya, that claimed the lives of four Americans. Everybody's demanding answers, and I believe rightfully so. They want to know what happened on September 11th, but what was happening leading up to this. It's important to get to the bottom of what people knew when they knew it and do all we can to make sure we ensure that this sort of tragedy is prevented in the future. Those who work overseas, and I've worked with them for many years, are really outstanding people. And they have a right to expect that they will be safe. What happened in Benghazi was a failure. That's why I sent a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta asking for a detailed timeline of the events of that night. It's imperative that our foreign diplomats have security and support needed to safely serve our country overseas. One last thing I'd like to mention relates to conference rules. Looking ahead to the 113th Congress, Republicans in the Senate gathered Wednesday to vote on conference rules for the next couple of years. Once again, Senate Republicans have opted to ban earmarks in the 113th Congress. I supported this when it was first proposed in 2010. I supported it again this year. It's important that we work from every angle to fix our nation's fiscal situation. And I just believe that earmarks were so poorly handled in the past that people just have an attitude toward them, justifiably so again, that they're just wrong. And that problem continues to exist today. So I did support this. The conference also reaffirmed its ongoing efforts to curb excessive spending through caps on non-defense discretionary spending, and a moratorium on unfunded mandates and a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. We're going to do all we can to ensure the responsible stewardship of taxpayer dollars, and as the meeting indicates, we're united in our goal to get our fiscal house back in order, not only for now, but for future generations.